And you're listening to the Martinez Perspective. How the hell are you doing tonight, folks? Hope you're doing well, man. Hope we're live. I hope you can see me. I hope you can hear me. God damn it. Looks like it's smooth. Looks like it's going good, man. We've been having some technical problems, you know? Recently, it's been giving me some lag. People saying the stream's not playing, it's not loading. Well, it's telling me that we're smooth, it's telling me that we're all good, man. So what can I really do about that? Well, we're going to be streaming tonight anyway. Whether it lets me or not. What's going on, man? How you doing in the chat room there? I see y'all. Hope you're doing well. If you want to send me a super chat, check in the description box there, and I'll get to that at the end of the stream, folks. Subscribe to me on Gab, of course. Remember to do that. Subscribe to my website, martinezperspective.net. You can get all my streams for free. Well, people are saying it's okay. People are saying we're good. Well, we're going to have to get on with the show then, folks. Let's play some memes. What do we got here? We got a big fat cow is what we got. She can't even get on there. Get on that bull, big fat woman. Let's see what happens. There she goes. There she goes for a little tumble, folks. These fucking fat people. You know. This is the UK here. We got some fucking brown people protesting. See, this is, this is what you get with multiculturalism, multiracialism. And I've told people, these are pro-Palestinian protesters. See, like I've told people, this is the Palestine movement right here. It's a bunch of brown invaders. And you wonder why I have no sympathy for this cause. You wonder why I'm not going to throw my lot in with these fucking people. They're leftists, invader Muslims. They hate white people. They frame the whole conflict as white supremacy anyway. They blame white people anyway. Even though it's Jews doing it, they'll just call them white. They'll just say they're white Jews. They'll just call them white supremacists anyway. They'll frame it as white versus brown. That's what they do every time. These are invaders. So what I see from some of these white nationalists is they ignore this, right? They ignore these invaders and how they're in our countries doing this, preaching for their racial cause, their foreign racial issues, trying to guilt trip white people about it, trying to guilt trip the white man to fight for them, to help them. But then they show the Palestine cause because, oh, they're fighting the Jews, man. We just gotta, whatever hurts the Jews, we just gotta support it, man. Even if it's these invaders doing it, even if it helps these invaders, right? These people are never going to go home. These Muslims, these Tawhids are never going to go to Palestine. They're never going to go back to their countries. They care about their countries more than they care about our countries. But they'll certainly never return back to the homeland, will they? Pakistanis, Turks, Iraqis, none of these people will go back. They want to suck off of us. And some of these fucking wig gnats who support that shit, man, they are off their fucking rocker. Like, they literally care more about brown Palestinians than white people. They're so stuck in this mindset that, like, we just have to support any, like, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I'll just support fucking anything so long as it's, an annoyance to Jews, even if it's literally our racial enemies behind it, right? The racial invaders, the racial alien invaders, these are the people behind this cause. And you're not telling them to go home, are you? You're just cheering them on. You're just telling them good job. You're almost fucking approving of their presence in our countries. I don't see these wig gnats condemning these Palestinians in our lands. I don't see them doing that. All I see them doing is shilling for Palestinians in their land. So they've essentially forfeited white nationalism. This is what they've done. They've literally forfeited white nationalism. And now they're just like part of a third worldist LARP. Red Brown Alliance. Let's align with a bunch of towel heads because they hate racist Zionism. Yeah, they hate fucking white nationalism too. They equate the two things. They equate Nazis and Zionists. That's their whole fucking narrative. That's their whole fucking talking point. Is that Nazis are bad and Zionists are actually Nazis and they're the same and white nationalists are Nazis. Third worldism is absolute garbage and trash, and it has infiltrated some circles, folks. This is a decent video right here. Some traditional living right here, right in the woods, a nice little shack. Bass dog, the bass dancing, the bass European traditionalism, folks. That's what I'm talking about. That's some real European style living right there. Well, look here, Cuck Destiny has this new spot on Cozy TV. Ain't that something, folks? We got the cuck himself, the left-wing cuckold, the anti-white guy who laughs about white genocide, who mocks it. It's not a problem, man. And he's got a spot on Cozy TV. Oh, I thought they were so based in shit, man. Cozy TV. Doesn't that say it all? He's willing to put this fucking guy on there to spread his left-wing poison to the Cozy TV audience. Basically, they give this guy a pass because he said something about trannies or something. Like, he got banned off of Twitch because he said that that these fucking trannies shouldn't be participating in women's sports or something. Something very mild. Because Twitch is a fucking shithole Marxist hub of disgusting degeneracy, and so they won't tolerate him even saying that. And, yeah, it's just clout chasing. They, just because this guy's got a big audience, they're just going to try to bring that audience to his platform. But, of course, they would never allow someone like myself on there now, would they? Of course not. It's all about clout chasing for these people. Yeah, that's how it works. Oh, we got this fucking animal praising Russia, saying he loves this war. Of course he does.
We will never denounce Russia because Russia was with us during difficult times.
Yeah, Russia, the Soviet Union were backing them Negroes down there against the apartheid, weren't they?
Why won an AK-47 that we used to liberate ourselves? It was from Russia. It was given to us by the Russians to come here and kill the Boers who are killing our people with an automatic rifle called AK-47. Russians did not only support us through lip service, they equipped us with weapons.
Oh, they gave Russia us guns, man. They gave us,
gave us money to fight apartheid. Russia took our leaders, Ayabaisha Skolo, many of the people who are leading South Africa today, like Lindiwe Zulu, like Tony Engeni. They went to school in Russia. Why did Russia take them to school? It was preparing them. Russia was believing that one day South Africa will have a black government and a black president. Therefore, we need to prepare black people today for the future. Russia never isolated.
Soviets absolutely backed them. Communists. Blacks in South Africa and elsewhere in America and everywhere else you find communist blacks.
Us. Today, we are here to say to NATO, we are here to say to America, we are not with you. We are with Russia. And today, we want to say to Russia, thank you for being there when it was not fashionable to be there. And do not doubt our support, Russia. Kubo Pesgwa. Teach them a lesson.
Well, of course, he loves seeing white people killed, don't he? He loves seeing those Ukrainians killed. And you're seeing all the usual suspects coming out and supporting this. I saw a fucking article by this Muslim guy who I used to do some shows with, and he's supporting. They're all doing it because they're basically viewing this as like revenge. This is like revenge war. Finally, some white people are getting killed. It's not the poor brown Muslims, right? It's not the poor brown Muslims who are getting killed. It's finally some white people getting eaten those bombs. This is what it's about for a lot of these scumbags. It's about racial revenge. That's what it's about for this dickhead up here. Let me find that tweet. Ryan Dawson. He posted this on Telegram. He's like, someone called my inflatable Z hypocrisy. Well, let me tell you this. I've never been blanketly anti-war. I'm not a pacifist. I've had a Confederate battle flag on my wall for how long and a crazy horse on my door? I'm against stupid wars, generally, as almost all of them. Ukraine's already happening. The best you could do is tell the truth about it, the suffering of Donbass, Palestine, a voiceless people. He says, I've been with Hezbollah, I've been with Assad, Palestinians. Yeah, with the fucking brown race that you are piggybacking on because you're a savage. You're with the Arabs because you don't have a race or a tribe of your own because you're a little mutt boys. That's what's going on here. You're a mixed-race mutt boy, so you have to piggyback on these brown people and cheer them on. That's all you do is you're a little cheerleader. Oh, you got your pom-poms. You're saying, let's go Assad, man. And of course, he's supporting Russia, too, because that's who pays him. That's who he works for. He's part of this axis of resistance, man. They're gonna save the world, these brown towel heads in Russia, man. He says, this war is here. The best outcome for the world is a decisive Russian victory. Yeah, that'll be the best outcome for you, so you can continue to milk that shit. It's funny, like, it's so obvious that like he's an absolute grifter off of this shit, off of these wars. Like, if these wars aren't happening, this guy has no career, right? He needs these wars to be happening. That's how he makes his living, off of just protesting against various wars. Now that all the wars are over, though, the Iraq war's over, the Afghanistan war's over, the Palestine-Israel thing is a fucking dud, that's going nowhere. That shit's all done, so these grifters, they have to piggyback on some new thing, and of course that's going to be Russia's wars. So now they flipped from being anti-war to being pro-war, because the country that pays them is the one waging the war. You see how it works? The country whose media they jump on to shill it. Russia Today is behind the war. Yeah, that's how they operate. That's fucking how they operate, ain't it? Again, it's you know, Palestine. We have to shill for Palestine. They need a homeland. But Ukraine shouldn't exist. Ukraine should disappear from the map. Because Putin wants it, dude. It's strategic for him. So they don't deserve to exist. And they're Nazis anyway, right? The gayest fucking LARP. What a total LARP. Yeah, this guy's just a redskin. He's just has resentment towards white people. So as soon as white people are getting killed, he wants a piece of that action, don't he? I should be debating him on Friday, by the way. I think on the kill stream, it should be going down. So we'll see how he holds up in that. His little Palestine simping, man. We got a free Palestine. So that the poor brown people can be free from the river to the sea. You're gay. You're fucking gay.
And last time I checked, my love, this is America and it's a freedom of speech country.
Yeah, but it's not a freedom of racism. Yo, fuck you, you fucking bitch.
Stop. You're not doing this.
Yo, cash out. Everybody cash out.
Chill out.
Freedom of speech. Why don't you have some fucking courage?
You must be taking nigger dick.
You should send your racist ass with every fucking body else.
You see why I told you to take my time?
Say the N-word one more time.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of this girl.
Based. You're taking the N. You're taking the D. Well, what did I want to play here? This video right here. So this chick has been going off at the European Parliament. She's complaining about the sanctions, man. Let's hear this.
Onorevole Deli, ha facoltà di replicare.
Thanks, Holly. I would love colleague Jambaski to tell me any circumstance in which NATO has played a productive role or delivered peace anywhere. History has taught us that sanctions do not end military conflicts. They do not bring peace. They make the people suffer, not the oligarchs, the people of Russia, the people of Europe. And they're not.
Look how fucking aggressive this cunt is. Shut your damn mouth and get in the kitchen where you belong, you cunt. Look at this beast. Look at her face. She's disgusting. She's vile. This is not right, folks. She should not be in a parliament. It's not where women belong.
Gonna help save lives, because the more arms you pump into Ukraine, the more the war will be prolonged, the more Ukrainians can will die. And it might sound radical, colleagues, but the answer to war is not more war, it's peace. And peace isn't delivered by the barrel of a gun. It's delivered by diplomacy, by dialogue.
Actually, it is. That's how you bring someone to the table to talk, right? Is the barrel of a gun. How do you make a nation that's invaded your nation start negotiating with you? Well, you have to start killing their soldiers. You have to start popping some caps in their asses before they'll come to the table. Or else they'll just continue to roll over your country. But this is what these kind of... These left-wing people were saying from the very beginning, these like fifth columnist, Russia supporters. From the very beginning, you've heard them say this narrative. They're like, Ukraine should just surrender. You know, it's this surrender monkey narrative. There's this fucking general that went on Fox News and he kept saying this. He kept making all these predictions that were absolute trash. He's like, they're going to surrender. They're going to be defeated in a couple days. Don't worry. It's done. Ukraine's lost. That didn't happen. So then he's like, next week it'll be done. Their forces have been destroyed. Their whole thing is destroyed. Their air force is destroyed. That didn't happen. And then they just keep moving the goalposts, moving the fucking ball down the field. Like, they just have to continue with the lie that they're on the brink of victory, man. It's like this demoralization thing. They're just trying to, like, convince the Ukrainians to give up and shit. And that's what this bitch is doing right here. Don't send them weapons. Don't sanction Russia. That's what she says here, right?
You can wish away your continent's history, but we share a continent with Russia. We will sit down with Russia. There will be a negotiated peace, and this organization should be promoting it earlier rather than delaying it and making sure...
Yeah, this is what she's saying. Don't sanction them and don't give them any weapons. Now, who's very, very content with that? That's obviously Russia, right? Don't help them. Let them get rolled over, essentially. That's what she's saying. No punishment for the invasion, no sanctions, and let them get rolled over. Don't help them. She's basically just saying that she wants Russia to win, right? She's just saying she wants Russia to conquer the nation as quickly as possible, and she's telling the Ukrainians to just put down their arms, stop fighting, just accept Putin's terms, okay? And what are his terms? Well, his terms are, we're going to exterminate your culture, right? We're going to exterminate your identity. That's the rhetoric they're now putting out there. Medvedev put out a statement where he basically said, yeah, we have to eliminate fucking the Ukrainian culture. Ria Novosti put out that piece saying the coming of Russia and the New World. And it called for essentially the extermination of the Ukrainian people. Or let me find the quote here. Said, it said that most Ukrainians are Nazis, and that the only solution is to denazify them. And then he specifically said that's a euphemism that they're using now to mean de-Ukrainianize, de-Europeanize. He says we have to implement a 30-year program of de-Nazification or de-Ukrainianization. We have to break the back of their identity. We have to abolish their identity entirely, their language, everything. Medvedev said the same thing. Margarita Simonian, head of RT, says a significant part of the Ukrainian nation was in the grip of the Nazi frenzy. Yeah, they're just saying, like, yeah, they're all Nazis. They're all Nazis. We have to destroy them all. Dmitry Medvedev rages about Ukraine on his Telegram channel, calling it a completely fake nation and a copy of the Third Reich that doesn't deserve to exist. Russian TV host Vladimir Solovyov said Vladimir Zelensky is Ukraine's last president because there won't be any Ukraine after that. RIA Novosti Timofey Sergeyev described the planned extermination of the entire Ukrainian nation. He not only describes Ukro-Nazism as a dangerous global threat to Hitler, but casts much of the Ukrainian nation as accomplices and legitimate targets of terror, a significant part of the masses of the people who are passive Nazis, are accomplices to Nazism. Ukraine's elites must be liquidated as they cannot be re-educated, and the social swamp that is back then must be subject to the terror of war and be made to pay for their crimes. After the war, Ukraine should be carved into Russian-controlled statelets, their people and culture Russified, and the name Ukraine erased from the map. In short, denazification of Ukraine has come to mean nothing short of annihilation. Yeah, of course it is. Similar to what they did during the Second World War. Very similar. The Holodomor, they want a Holodomor 2.0, don't they? But they should just put down their arms. All of their allies should abandon them, and they should, of course, take off all the sanctions, says this cunt. You know, I've seen her before. She's always going on these rants against the U.S. and NATO. She's basically an Irish Marxist, and these Irish Marxists, of course, they only see one evil in the world, and that's the U.S. foreign policy. That's it. That's the only evil in the world. We cannot critique anything else. If any other country does something wrong or bad, she'll just blame it on U.S. foreign policy. Because that's exactly what they've done, right? Russia has no bad intentions whatsoever. They're a friendly country, right? They're just saying Ukraine shouldn't exist, and they're negating the identity of Ukrainians, but it's somebody else's fault. They don't have any bad intentions for these countries. They don't think these countries shouldn't exist and belong to them and are part of their empire and all this shit. Yeah, the left has always been, like, this has always been the case. The left, the far left, has always been a tool of the Kremlin. Always. Always has been. Probably always will be. Look at George Galloway in the UK. Jeremy Corbyn. Look at those communists in the U.S. I fucking covered them, too. They're all 100% supporting this war. They were fucking lying. In the run-up to it, they were all lying and saying, it's not going to happen. They're not going to invade. And then they invade and then they say, ah, it's good anyway. It's justified. Ukrainians are Nazis anyway. Kill them all. The mask is coming off, right? Fake libertarians like Ryan Dawson. He supports it. Fucking Ron Paul probably supports it. All these fake libertarians. Basically, all of them are just butthurt about U.S. foreign policy over the past 20 years. They're still seething about the war in Iraq, which is long over. And now they're just going to shill for literally anything that is on the other side of that. Literally anything. They shill their asses off for like countries like Iran and Syria. Remember, if you go back in the early 2000s, wasn't it Syria that was fucking running torture camps for the CIA? I remember that. Assad was literally like the top destination for torture suspects for the CIA, wasn't he? I remember they kidnapped some Canadian Syrian guy and they sent him to Syria to be tortured. Oh, I thought he's so base, but why is he torturing people for the CIA, man? but suddenly he became good. See, this is how it works. He's not good when he's working with the U.S. or they're just silent on it. But then when he becomes the enemy of the U.S., then he's the good hero. That's how it works. The same with Iran. Iran, during the early days of the war on terror, absolutely supported the invasion of Afghanistan. They fucking had special forces with the U.S. overthrowing the fucking Taliban. Look it up. That fucking guy, Soleimani, remember they killed that guy in Iraq? That guy was part of the fucking special Iranian special forces who helped overthrow the fucking Taliban in 2001 with the U.S. and the Northern Alliance. They supported the Northern Alliance because Iran had a beef with the Taliban because they're enemies. Iran also supported the war in Iraq. They didn't come out like openly and support it, but they were very happy to see Saddam Hussein overthrown because he was their enemy. There was the Iran-Iraq war. Iran hated Saddam Hussein. They were very content to have him overthrown, and then they filled the power vacuum with their own troops and their own forces and their own militias and their own puppets over there. And you look at the war, the Iran-Iraq war, and you have the fucking Ayatollah was agitating for the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. That's why he invaded, because the fucking Ayatollah kept agitating for his ouster, his overthrow. Iran also supported Gaddafi's demise, too. They hated Gaddafi. See, Iran is a double-dealing fucking snake power. They got weapons from Israel during Iran-Contra. This country took weapons from Israel. I posted a thing the other day that Iran secretly got weapons from Israel in 2012, as fucking close as 2012. They're a double dealing. They're willing to work with the supposed great Satan, the little Satan, all of this. And then they pretend they're the great heroes because they chant slogans about death to America and stuff, right? They loved America when it was overthrowing their enemy, the Taliban, and Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi, right? Which opened the door for their power to spread. Didn't they blow a fucking plane out of the sky recently? Yeah, they did. Iran shot down a fucking civilian plane because they're trigger happy after that Soleimani thing. They're all full of shit. That's the truth. They're all liars. They're full of shit. Love us. Support us. Like, that's how fucking stupid it is. It's like these countries supported all of these early wars in the Middle East for their own selfish interests. But then now they pretend like they're the good guys. Now that, like, the guns are pointed at them, they want you to shill for them. They want you to take their side, right? Savages. Black Virginia high school history teacher sues white 10th grade student for harassing and taunting him by leaving a banana in the doorway of his classroom. Well, 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 folks. That is fucking based, isn't it? There's a banana. A weaponized banana. That's what it said here. Bananas have been weaponized by racists towards black people, meant to liken them to monkeys who are known to eat the fruit. There he is. He's got the fucking banana, dude. That's fucking hilarious, man. He's got the banana. He's gonna put it in the doorway for this little monkey boy. Well, too bad for you, Tyrone. What was this other story here? Yeah. Jussie Smollett claims innocence in latest song, Thank You God. Hate crime hoaxer, disgraced actor, released his new song on Friday titled Thank You God after his release from jail. Smollett shared the song on his Instagram account along with the caption informing his followers that 100% of the profits will be donated to the organization's Rainbow Push Illinois Innocence Project to secure the safety bag. He's still going for it, man. He's still running with the big lie that he's innocent, man. He didn't do nothing, man. I'm not even going to watch this crap. This guy is like the... He's a meme. He's a meme of the didn't do nothing. Didn't do nothing. Caught red-handed. Still going with the lie. Because black people are always innocent, even when they're caught red-handed. You can't blame a man. You can't blame Lori Lightfoot either. Lori Lightfoot, the black supremacist who doesn't want to do interviews with white journalists, when there's dozens of shootings in her district every single weekend, it's not her fault, is it? 27 people were shot, 6 of them fatally during the weekend. Breitbart News noted 18 people were shot, 3 of them fatally Friday into Sunday morning alone in Chicago. This is insane. You can just go on Google and type in Chicago weekend shootings, and every single fucking weekend, there's dozens and dozens of shootings, black on black, in Chicago. It's a fucking war zone. Chimpcago. They should call it Chimpcago. Right. We need to cordon off that place, folks. Cordon it off before it spreads. Yep. Microchips are coming. They're going to be planting the microchips in your fucking hand, dude. Patrick Palman causes a stir whenever he pays for something in a shop. This is because the 37-year-old doesn't need to use a bank card or his mobile phone to pay. Instead, he simply places his left hand near the contactless card reader and the payment goes through. The reactions I get from cashiers are priceless. He's able to pay using his hand because back in 2019 he had a contactless payment microchip injected under his skin. The procedure hurts as much as when someone pinches your skin, he said. The microchip was first implanted into a human back in 1998, but it's only during the past decade that technology has been available commercially. British Polish firm says they're going to offer them sale last year. You can use it to pay for a drink at the beach in Rio, a coffee in New York, a haircut in Paris, or your local grocery store. Yeah, so obviously this is pretty much what they have in store for us. They're going to fucking microchip us. They want everything to be digital. And you know why they want that? Because they want total control of you. Total control of your life. Total control and knowledge of what you do, when you're doing it, what you're buying, how much you're buying. They're going to micromanage all of it. They will reject the payment. Oh, too much meat. You're buying too much meat there in your grocery bill. Payment rejected. That's how it's going to work from now on. When they implement this fucking nightmare scenario. So China, I bet this is already real. This is already a fucking widespread thing in China, but China is going all out on COVID shit again. They're fucking circling the wagon with this shit. Shanghai residents are trapped in lockdown, scream from their windows, fight over limited food. Videos surfacing on social media from Shanghai and rapidly deleted on government-controlled sites show mounting desperation as poorly planned coronavirus lockdown leaves the heart of China's economy with rotting food and a lack of basic necessities. Many of the videos surfaced on Weibo after they shortly disappear. Translators have saved and circulated them, painting a picture of a growing catastrophe alongside anonymous warnings from farms and food distributors that their supplies are rotting while people fear starvation because the Communist Party will not allow enough people to work to distribute the food. It's all engineered. They're just doing it on purpose. They won't let people work. They won't let people produce the food, and they're going to fucking starve people to death. This is the test run. Maybe this is because you've noticed that they've test run everything out of China, like the beginning of the pandemic, the lockdown stuff, then the vaccine stuff. Maybe this is the test run for the starvation part of the plan. It makes sense, right? They're talking about food shortages. They're hinting at food shortages now. Biden's talking about it. They're saying the war in Ukraine is going to cause it. I've seen in Lebanon they can't get enough bread because the wheat comes from Ukraine. And they're going to start starving people to death. Holodomor. Communist Party announces it would impose its most stringent antivirus measures ever on this largest city in late March, necessary to contain the highly infectious Omicron variant.
冲小区了啊！下面开始冲小区了啊！爆起来了啊！冲小区了啊！警车来了好多。
There's videos of some Chinese people jumping out of their apartment buildings, committing suicide. Riots breaking out. Coming to a city near you. The city's entire population of 26 million are in full lockdown. Dude, they're literally just killing these people. Fucking crazy. Maybe this is the next step. Fucking screaming. They're outside of their apartment windows screaming. I wouldn't doubt that this is where we're headed in the West. They're going to take total control of the food supply, tell you that all supply chain problems when they've caused it themselves, and then they're going to tell you, well, there's no food for you, man. You're just going to have to starve to death and take one for the team. It's the Great Reset, okay, Goy? You have to sacrifice for the good of the world, the good of the planet, okay? The planet's too full. It's too packed with people. We need to cut down a little bit on the population. It's crazy, man. It really is insane what they're doing. It sounds crazy. It sounds kooky that they could pull off something like this, but they're fucking doing it in China. I wanted to mention this election in France. We got a face-off, again, a repeat of the previous election of Le Pen and Macron. Macron apparently won the first round of the elections by a little bit. Says the candidate for the establishment are Republicans has urged voters to back the left liberal Emmanuel Macron, not the national conservative Marine Le Pen, as exit polls indicate her own performance in the first round was a dismal failure. Well, not really. She came in second place, 23%. She appears to have slightly increased her share of the vote in this year's first round compared to 2017. Far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon came in third place with around a fifth of the vote. Socialist Party, for which Macron was once a minister and which held the presidency until 2017, has collapsed to around 2% from an already abysmal 6.4%. Fucking Zemmour only got 7% of the vote. That's the guy that was talking about the great replacement. You know, it's just disappointing always with these elections. It's like you think there's momentum for a better candidate and it just disappears, man. And then they just vote their comfort candidate. Now, out of these two, obviously, Marine Le Pen is much superior to Macron. Macron is just a classic Judeo-globalist dirtbag. You saw what he did during the Yellow Vest protests. He's just status quo. I mean, he's just exactly what they want. You know, Same immigration policies, same fucking bullshit, left-wing feminism, LGBT support, Negro supremacy. He's trash. He's garbage. Now, I'm not sure what Marine Le Pen is saying these days. I heard she's backpedaled on quite a bit of stuff. She's moderated quite a bit to get herself to where she's at, but she's obviously still better than Macron. But in any case, I don't think that voting is the solution. You know, I don't think that just putting all your eggs in the voting basket is really the way out. You're going to have to do more than that. It has to be a real movement away from this crap, away from this globalism and COVID tyranny and anti-whiteism and all this shit. You have to be making moves in your own life, in your own personal life, that will help you out in the short and long term, putting all your faith, your hope, your dreams into these politicians. The politician will save us, man. They'll save us. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't get involved, you shouldn't organize, but I think for people like us, it would have to be more locally organized than nationally. Just think about how difficult it must be to get that kind of play and influence. Le Pen, like Marine Le Pen, the only reason she is where she is now is because she cucked out on a whole bunch of issues, right? She's now a moderate center-right politician. She hasn't said, like, Zemmour was saying much more radical things than she was. Zemmour was talking about repatriating blacks and Arabs. He was talking about a total ban on immigration. He was talking about giving, you know, land and money and loans to French people who have big families. I mean, his messaging was far superior to even Le Pen from what I'd seen. She's kind of cucked out the whole thing. But obviously, if you have to pick a lesser of evils, then she will be the lesser of the two evils there in France, without a doubt. All right, so if you want to send me a message, send me a super chat, go ahead and do that. Now I'm going to take a short break. We're back. Thank you for waiting. I appreciate that, man. We got a couple super chats here. We got one from Eric Drave. He says, cheers. Well, thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate that. We got Jesse. He says, just had a gorilla start working where I'm at. Should I get the hell out while I can before the flood? Well, I don't know if you could just quit because a gorilla started working there, you know? You might have to just hold your ground. Hold your territory against the monkey boy. Maybe you can do like that guy did on that fucking video that story I just mentioned. He dropped a little banana in the classroom. That would certainly set off some fireworks now, wouldn't it? Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate those super chats there. Don't think we have any other ones. Let me just double check. Yeah, so what do we got here in the chat room? Day Call Me Perp says there's a 30-second chat delay with the stream. Yeah, it's weird, man. I don't know what's going on. Must be Odyssey. It really must be this website because everything appears to be smooth on my actual OBS thing. I'm noticing that too. Let's read some of the comments here. Yeah, this, you know, you just when you thought this Great Reset stuff was winding down, just when you thought they were finished with this crap, they're taking off restrictions, they're taking off mandates. The pure bloods, the people, the smart people who didn't get vaccinated, dodged the bullet, right? They're not going to be able to vaccinate everybody. They know that. But maybe they got a trick up their sleeve. Maybe they're going to pull another fucking hoax. A new pandemic. You know? Did you think they would just give up that easily? Eric Drave says, Mark Collette is a moron if he believes multipolarism is valid and Russia would exercise its newfound power over Europe and the UK. Well, it's just funny because, like, even if you're to, like, adhere to this idea, you still wouldn't win. If you're a white nationalist, you still don't win anyway because all of these other powers have the same view towards white nationalists and Nazis and all of that. It's like if Putin extends his power to Eastern Europe, it really doesn't change anything when it comes to those laws. In fact, it would probably make things a hell of a lot worse. And you could see that with Ukraine, right? Because in Russia, a lot of the white nationalists in Russia, they faced persecution in Russia, and they actually went to Ukraine because they said it was freer to be a white nationalist in Ukraine. For years, they were saying that. And so, like, what do they think is going to happen? Like, Putin's going to take over all of Eastern Europe and what? Liberate you? Like, they're just, like, betting on the idea that, like, he's gonna abolish gay pride parades. So this is the carrot and stick, right? So he will abolish gay pride parades, but then he'll put you in jail for being a Nazi or a white supremacist or a white nationalist. It's the carrot and stick, right? We'll give you this one thing, but we'll just clamp down even harder on these other things. Like, isn't his whole fucking modus operandi that he's going to denazify these countries? Like, do you really think that he's not going to do that in Western Europe if he had the power? Do the same thing. And if they want that, it's like, why do they, like, I don't get what they're advocating for. They want, like, bombs to fall on their own heads. They want their cities to be destroyed. They want Putin to roll in the tanks and annihilate their fucking cities. Why don't they just move to Russia? Why would they want all of that bloodshed and death just to have this, like, minor change of government in terms of the laws, when they can just move to Russia and go and embrace paradise there? Why don't they do that? Instead of inviting, like, Nick Griffin did that. He was like, it's Russia's turn to rule Europe. We need Russia to rule Europe because we're fucked either way. We're either under an Islamic caliphate or a Russian empire. So let's just do... Well, isn't Russia, like, going to be the Islamic caliphate? You have 15% Muslims in the country, you moron. Like, he's so delusional. Nick Griffin's so delusional that he thinks this country, Russia, this multicultural empire, is going to be better for him than what's happening in his country. And he says that his country will turn into an Islamic caliphate, and then he points to a country with significantly more Muslims than his own country and says that's the solution. That's the solution to the Islamic caliphate, is a country with an even bigger chance of an Islamic caliphate. You got to think to yourself, are these people dumb or are they just being paid? Because it's like, you can show them this evidence and they just fucking ignore it and they just keep shilling their shit. Angloid says, do you think Zamor was a failed attempt by the establishment to take votes away from Marine Le Pen? I don't know. I do not know. It could be, but didn't really matter because two people get into the second round anyway. So he can't take votes away from her in the second round because he's not in the second round. But in any case, he's no worse than her. So it's like, what does it even matter? Like, if Marine Le Pen has a worse platform than Zamor, why would they want to take votes away from her and give it to him? You know? Why would they want him to win with what he was saying? But, I mean, people say this all the time. You could literally say this about anything in democratic politics and multi-party politics. Anytime there's, like, a splinter party on the left or the right, a new party that comes out, they'll just say, oh, he's trying to split the vote. And, well, then you might as well just, you know, vote fucking Republican every time in America. You might as well vote, you know, conservative party in the UK every time. Because everything's going to split the vote. Yeah. That's how it is. These people are just demoralized. They just want a hero, a savior. And this is it. This is their savior. What a savior indeed, folks. What a savior indeed. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm not sure if the stream is lagging or not, but some people are saying it is. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That must be an Odyssey problem, because every time I lower the resolution, it doesn't fix the issue. The frame dropping is at 0.4%. It says it's clean. So, don't really know what it is, man. Must be Odyssey. Problem is, there's nowhere else to stream. Where else am I going to stream? YouTube, can't do that. There's nowhere else to fucking stream, man. Alright, I don't think I have any stories left. Well, there was this one. Canadian universities are blocking able-bodied white men from some positions. People should not be barred from jobs because of their skin color or gender. We call that discrimination, and it's generally considered a bad thing. It's also bad that universities across Canada are refusing to hire white men for various research positions because they're white male and don't have any disabilities. The federally funded Canada Research Chair Program doles out roughly $300 million every year to 2,000 academics, adheres to an identity quota system. Universities risk losing funding for positions if they haven't hired the designated number of research chairs by 2029 in each identity category: women, visible minorities, indigenous people, and people with disabilities. As a result, some resumes are going straight into the trash. Yeah, if you're a white man, of course. That's the game in Canada. You're a white, able-bodied, heterosexual male, your job prospects go straight down the fucking tubes. Because Mr. Justin Trudeau, he wants to compensate for the history of racism, man. He wants to please his new voter class, his new donor class of Indians and Arabs and blacks and women. And disabled people. Now they're pandering to the disabled people. You get the job, son. You're in a fucking wheelchair. You're a paraplegic. You get the fucking job straight away, son. You are the new royalty in this country. Yeah, that's the way things are headed. But that's why we have to sort of create our own parallel economy to get away from this. Don't take these fucking jobs. Don't go work for these universities. Don't give them your time. Don't give them your labor. Don't give them your fucking energy. You putting your labor and time into helping their institution just furthers our demise, right? Because these are the institutions that churn out all the disgusting cultural Marxism and all this. So working for them, you're submitting to the beast. You are a pawn in their game. You're forwarding their agendas. And they're using you, and they will discard you at the end of the day. They'll kick you to the curb very soon anyway. So Marty says the stream keeps stopping. Well, I can't do anything about that, man. I really don't know what's going on with that. Eric Dre said, what happened to your politically provoked debate on Saturday? Well, they canceled it at the very last minute, as tends to happen. But I should reschedule that. All right, folks, I'm going to end the stream right now. I appreciate y'all tuning in tonight, folks. Technical difficulties aside, I'm gonna try to figure out what the problem is before the next stream so that it's smooth, so that there's no problems. Thank you for the super chats and comments. Thank you for watching, folks. White power. Have a good one.
Our ways, taking different roads.